Welcome to Conrad's Corner. From time to time, I do interviews with local poets. My guest today is a professor at Wittenberg, a resident of somewhere near Cedarville, Steve Brody.
Conrad, it's always a pleasure to be talking with you.
Well, good. It's a pleasure to have you here, Steve. And you recently had a little bit of fame in Dayton. You won a first prize in the senior category.
I did. That's my 30 seconds in the sun, I think.
Yeah. This was for the Dayton Metro Library Annual Poetry Contest. And it's interesting. I think five of the six senior winners are people who are read and occasionally do interviews on WYSO.
That's right.
And the subject of the category you were in was seniors, and you were going to do some poems about seniors and other family members?
I thought that was appropriate.
So what are you going to start with?
Well, I'd like to start with one that's about my father, toward the end, called After the Bypass. After the bypass, he was half aware as we dragged ourselves to his bed. "Go," he said, "get out of here before you get it too." I knew it was just the drug wearing off. Still, I left the room. Months have passed. His heart is strong. But dust they pumped back in with his life coats his mind. He fights through fog he sees but can't see through. "How are you, Pop?" I ask when I stop by. He pecks me lightly on the cheek. His gaze is meek, grave as a schoolboy regretting his grades. "I put some eggs in the freezer," he says, and restless wanders off. I hear him at his desk opening and closing drawers. "Mom is storming. I did deviled eggs since I knew you were coming. Sam," I said, "put the eggs in the basement fridge with the pie." She starts. "Oh, my, you don't think he froze the pie, too?" "I do." "It's okay, Mom. I'll thaw the eggs. They'll be all right." They come from the microwave, warm and yellow. Whites wet as diapers, they squish with every bite. A whole bright plate of them, sound at the center, leaking life from each supporting cell.
Thank you, Steve. A very moving poem. And then where do we go from here?
Well, I have a couple of poems, if you'd care to hear them, about, advancing middle age.
I remember that those days back then.
I'm beginning to remember them, too. One's called Week End, and there's a deliberate pun there. On top of everything, as he watched his team lose another close one, his son burst in for homework help, and though he taught it patiently and whispered to the boy just how he must proceed and what was right, his son would not perceive, but screamed in sudden rage. To his great surprise, the man felt answering anger rise from his chest to his ears like tide to the lunar load. It foamed from his head with the sound of God's own wave upon a rock-bound shore. "If you won't understand this time, I will beat you so hard my enemies will fear me," he spoke, or thought. So his boy, eyes huge and floating, said, "Never mind, Dad, I'll work on it myself," and left him alone with the team losing yet another close one.
Now, today we happen to have your son in the studio with us, Steve. Did you ever really talk to him like that?
No, never did. I don't think I ever thought it either. So.
Okay.
So he seems to have grown up mostly normal.
So this is more of a poem of the imagination?
That's right.
But you do get feelings like this sometimes?
I think all parents probably do.
Yes, and sometimes towards students, too?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, what's the next one?
This one's called 50, meaning the age. Home again from school, absent these few weeks and worlds, my daughter took to watching me as if a homely thing gone strange, and after days of smiling, silent thought, proclaimed me elven, by which I hoped she meant in the high elven fortune ageless, not the shrunken, sharp-eyed slacker vexed with treachery and lost gold. I was struck as one who hears his fond delusions trumpeted by angels and preened for 3 days straight. Elven, yes, for I am half enmeshed in, half removed from life, whole though faded, wondering what is lost and what has grown. Mainly mythical myself, I claim my daughter's vision as my own.
I have to confess my ignorance here. I don't know who Elvin is or was.
I was talking about elves in the Lord of the Rings and the J.R.R. Tolkien stories.
That was good. All right, I think we have time for another vignette.
Oh, good. Well, this one's actually, I wrote in the spring, so you'll have to forgive the seasonality of it. This one's called Last Light. My job tonight is to watch the dog as he samples the scents of the yard. Keep him far from the flower bed newly laid, she said. But I find it's last light of this lovely June day. Just supper time. Toop time. Time then to lay old bones in bed. Instead, I'm lingering. Dog is pleased. And I'm seized by a focus on something I know and can't yet say. Here at the end of the day, there are flashes of insight in the tall grass, restless, grasping for truth to be found when they mate with it. New lights of awareness on high. Yes, it was always there, beyond the daily blues. And now comes a darkening clarity, mate perhaps to morning's slow and muddied foretelling, silhouette of what is and must be. The dog wants his dinner. Me, I find I can finally taste the words.
Well, Steve, I thank you. I think you do have a taste for words. You might be getting older, but you obviously haven't lost your poetic touch.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the last thing to go.
And I really appreciate your touch with words, your ability to write and to share it with us. I thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me.
Steve Brody.